See how tough was the first period? Maybe the best period of the night to come out of it. Have that start and then come out of it 2-0 down.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. We played really well in the first. Not ideal. The score is 2-0, but that stuff happens in hockey. I felt like kept playing our game. Obviously, they had a push in the second period. I feel like we just needed to get one tonight and maybe it would open up for us a little bit more. But after that first, they did a good job limiting our chances. Our goalie made some saves. And, just kind of a dud offensively from our team.
Can you say how frustrating special teams is in both directions right now? It's been longer for the power play, but recently the penalty kill as well.
Yeah, it's a huge part of the game. I mean, especially if we want to make the playoffs this year, you know, our power play has to get going here and score some goals. And our penalty kill has to keep pucks out of the net too. So it's definitely been an area of focus, especially the power play as of late. We're working on it, trying some new things, but at the end of the day, it's on the five guys on the ice to find a way to put the puck in the net.
You got teams like this that lock things down when they get a lead too, Zach. What's the key to trying to get through that and find a way, even though it's tougher defensively?
Just simplify it. Get pucks behind their D, try and win some battles down low, get pucks to the blue. I know it all sounds cliche, but it's a team that knows how to win, so they're not going to give you anything off the rush or anything for free. You have to work for it and manufacture it and score an ugly goal. I feel like that's how you kind of have to beat these guys, especially when they have a lead. So we're going to do that tonight. I feel like, you know, our first period we came out flying. Probably should have had one or two, but just didn't go our way. But we have to stay positive in here. I mean, we're in a race right now. It's not going to go our way every night, but we control our own destiny here. So just got to keep playing, keep learning, and be ready for the next one.
How tough was it to come in here after that first period? You guys obviously put a lot of shots on. You pretty much controlled the play. To be down 2-0, how tough was that to kind of just regroup and go back out?
Well, not that tough. I mean, it sucks that we're down 2-0, but we played a really good period. So just said we had to keep playing the same way. And we knew that they were going to make it harder on us. Probably wasn't their best period by any means. But, yeah, I felt like we were in a good headspace after the first. We easily can come back from two goals, especially at home. We're known to score a lot of goals here. It just didn't go our way tonight. It's tough. But, I mean, it's one of those things, like I said, we can just learn from it and move forward. We have two huge games coming up against the Rangers and the Devils, and then see where we're at after, you know, Saturday and Monday. So we're in a good spot here. Just got to regroup and get ready for Saturday.
Can you tell that the competitive level has turned up since, say, the trade deadline or since recently?
For sure.
Beginning of March.
Yeah, I mean, I think teams are fighting for positioning, home ice advantage. Teams are fighting to get in the playoffs. So every night there's there's something teams are playing for. There's no games where teams are really out of it for us. I don't think there's any on the schedule, maybe one or two, but even those teams are playing hard, right? They're trying to play spoiler, and it's going to be a battle to the finish. It's definitely ramped up here these last few games. I feel like we're aware of it. Obviously, it hasn't gone our way or gone as we would have hoped, but it's exciting. I think it's fun for our group to try and win these games and get into the playoffs. It's going to be a battle to the end, but I think we're ready for it.